East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
An animal welfare organisation in KZN is urging parents to think carefully before giving pets to their children as Christmas gifts. The Animal Anti-Cruelty League says it's seen a spike in cases of animal neglect in the province recently. Bronwyn Albert, who works with the league in the Durban and Maritzburg region, says pets like cats and dogs come with long-term responsibility and commitment. She says if parents choose to bring animals into their home, they should be treated as a member of the family. Albert has added that some people get pets without fully understanding the financial cost and daily responsibility of caring for them.
It really is important when you're going to take on an animal that you make sure that you've got funds. Make sure you have the means and time to give that animal the love and care it deserves, because it's not a toy, it is a living being. And it will live with you and it will love you and it will look after you, but it has to be reciprocal. You need to be able to look after it and feed it as well.
Umgeni Otugela Water says heavy rain over the weekend damaged an important water system supplying the Umzumbe and Umdoni local municipalities in the Ugu district. The Mtwalume raw water abstraction system was affected when severe thunderstorms battered parts of KZN on Sunday. The utility says the temporary weir used to abstract water from the local river was washed away. Spokesperson Siyabonga Mapumulo says the water system is currently unable to abstract raw water for treatment after submersible pumps were displaced by the flooding.
Extensive repair work has already begun, and Umgeni Otugela Water has deployed additional technical and operational resources to accelerate the recovery process. We anticipate that the work will be completed over the coming days, subject to fair weather conditions.
Mapumulo has given a list of the affected areas.
Elysium, Besley, Ifafa, Coolwater, Sezela, Mtwalume Urban, Kolokolo, Nomakazana, Sibanini, Begulwandle, Mfazazana, Sihlonyaneni, Section 26, Arnold Lushaba Hospital, Ngambini, Bunwini, Makoso, Bangibizo, Dembese, Matulini, Nyangwini, and Mkangini.
And the Social Development Department says the GBV Command Centre will remain fully operational throughout the festive season. The centre offers, among other things, online trauma counselling, telephonic support, referrals to social workers and psychosocial services. The department's Sandy Kotlwana says they want to make sure that GBV survivors get help quickly when they need it most. She's urged communities to remain vigilant over the holiday season and to report all forms of gender-based violence. Godwana says they often see an increase in cases at this time of the year, with women and children most at risk.
Alcohol abuse, as well as the use of legal and illegal substances, remains one of the key drivers contributing to these incidents. We can assure the public that the centre is prepared to respond to the increased demand during this period, emphasising that no survivor should suffer in silence. The Department of Social Development calls on families, communities, and individuals to play an active role in preventing violence, supporting survivors, and reporting perpetrators.
The top story, an animal welfare organization in KZN is urging parents to think carefully before giving pets to their children as Christmas gifts. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.